Good morning, everyone. It's my birthday. Dante?
Yeah.
I know what this person's doing. They've come all the way over here and then just turned around for no good reason. With the right miserable look on the face. Yes. Would you believe it started to rain? The weather forecast lied to me. Sadly. It didn't say rain. I mean, it's not rain. It's drizzling. It's actually quite pleasant. It did say cloudy and sunny, and instead we've got low cloud and fog, which is fine, no great problem. And it's busier than I expect it to be, but at this time of year, you know, the middle of winter, you're limited on what times you can come out to places because of the light. There is no light because it comes up late and it goes early. So it's now 9 o'clock-ish and the sun's just poking up somewhere. And with any luck, we should be in for some decent looking clouds today. Unbelievable. There's people going to swim in the reservoir. No, thank you. Do you want a treat? There you go. Keep dust downs tidy and bin your rubbish, of course. Come on, chubby. Used to be able to fit through that gap. Come on.
Morning.
Morning. So yes, it is middle of winter and I've come out with a purpose in mind. Because one of my goals this year is to get back into Caffinol development. And for you, this is April. For me, this is January, right at the start. So I want to get the ball rolling with this. And in my little cupboard, which I call a dark room, I have all the ingredients for Caffinol. What I don't know is how good they are. Because as I mentioned in my New Year episode, it's been a while since I've done it, and the reason I stopped doing it is because I got a couple of bad rolls. I got one bad roll, and I don't know whether it was the ingredients to the developer or my exposure. And I haven't listened to those episodes, so I can't remember. I just remember not feeling very positive about the whole thing. So I need to get back on developing with it, because I was really enjoying it. I remember really enjoying it, and I remember a big sense of freedom not having to buy expensive developer. And I probably will buy some 510, but having the Caffinol, that just kind of makes sense. So today, what I'm doing is, well, my original plan was to expose a roll of HP5 in the Strange Finder and develop that. But then, as I was in the shower last night, I had the realization that I don't need to use a whole roll of film. I have a 4x5 camera. I can expose a couple of sheets of film and that can be my testing. And then I can test, if I wanted to, one sheet at a time. And that would be, you know, the test of the developer. So I brought the 4x5 pinhole camera, which was not the intention, but I have. And I've got 4 sheets of Foamapan, and I've got 2 sheets of direct deposit paper, because I'm interested to see what the Caffeinol will do to that. And my plan is, I'll have 6 things, and I'll do one batch of 2 and a sheet of positive paper, and if they work, that means the Caffeinol ingredients are good. If they don't, I'll buy more ingredients, fresher ingredients, and go from there. So that's the plan. That is indeed the plan. In order to do that, I've come to a very beautiful place that's near the Peak District, but not in it. And I've got the pin pan as well to play with. Now, it's 9 o'clock. It said between 10 and 12, there will be patchy light. And I can see these clouds moving a bit. But where I've come to, you can probably hear the water already. I actually came here last year for the 35mm experiment, and I shot sunrise with a roll of, I think it was Cinestill 50D, can't quite remember. But yeah, I've come here because there's lots of subjects, lots of compositions, all of them fairly standard trees and water and rocks and things. But I do kind of need some light, so my choice is I can walk up here where all the compositions are and hang around for the light, or I can walk up the road there and hopefully by the time I get to where all the compositions are, the light will be happening. Or I could just start exposing now, light or no light. I mean, there is light, it's just dark and diffused. So there's choices to make. Anyway, in recognition of my new recording and editing policy, I'm gonna have a little pause now and come back with something extra special. Right, I've walked up a little bit. The clouds are definitely shifting, just slowly. It's actually quite beautiful to see them moving across the landscape. And there's lots of things I could photograph, really, but it's all a bit flat with no light, which is a shame. Nice little pond here, though. Whew. It was a bit of a steep thing to walk up. Yeah, I realised I can't remember which exposure settings to use with this Mir 4x5. I usually assign a, when I build a new camera, I didn't do it with the pin pan because it's the same as the strange finder. But I usually calculate an exposure number, a multiplication factor for a point on my light meter. And I did do it for this camera, but I can't remember what it is. I have a feeling it's a 1.5 pinhole, and it's probably like a 50 or 60 millimeter. What are you eating? Come on. Focal length, and I could calculate it, or I could just make it up. But that's something I completely forgot to to do ahead of using it today. But it's fine. It's actually, sadly, it's a long time since I've used it. I used it once and then never used it again. And part of the reason is, there's nothing wrong with it. It works. It just doesn't weigh anything. And it's big. And because it's 3D printed, it's basically a hollow plastic box, which catches the wind very easily. So unfortunately, it makes it difficult to use on any day that's not still, because it just wobbles. And around here, those are not easy to come by, sadly. Oh, now I think we found our first composition. So yeah, this will work beautifully. There's a little pool here which is being fed by one of the mountain streams. I say mountain, it's not a mountain. I mean, I don't know if it classes as a mountain technically, but it's not like, don't want anyone thinking of the Alps. It's a moorland hill, which technically classes as a small mountain, I reckon. So do I stand here? I stand here, and I've got grasses then in the way. Okay, so let's do this. Mia 4x5. It's a lovely thing, and it's a little bit rattly, but it was his prototype. I don't know if he's improved the design any, but I haven't heard from him in a long time. Oh, don't tell me this doesn't fit. How can that not fit? Oh, bloody hell. Tripod mount doesn't fit in the tripod. Why do I even have it if it doesn't fit? I'm gonna have to take it off the strange finder. That's gonna be a right nightmare to get back on later. Great stuff. Oh well. I need to buy more of these. I used to have an L bracket on the strange finder and I took it off for some reason. Not sure why, but I did. Right. So that is now on and level-ish. Now I need to close the shutter and I think what I'm going to do is with the with the things, you know, the things, the direct positive images, I think I'll double up the exposure. So, you know, whatever I expose on one, I expose on the same on the direct positive. That seems like a good plan. So I know I already metered for 2 minutes 30 seconds, but I'm going to re-meter just because. But it is exactly the same. 2 minutes. Well, I assume it's 2 minutes. I'm going by 2 minutes based on strange finder metering. But it might only be 1 minute and 30 seconds. But we'll see. So I'll do 2 minutes. Right, dark slide out. And then shutter up. Yeah, so someone coming, I've just seen them walking up the path, and that can either mean awkward stairs or maybe a dog running around in the way of the tripod. No, there's no dog, it's just a couple. Or it means awkward conversations, which I don't want to have. And usually I like to come out when there's no one around, but it's difficult at a place like this because it's so busy and it's actually quite late in the day. And stupid me did not account for the sky in any way. But that's what you get for being rushed. Right, here we go. Awkward conversation time. Maybe. Dante, behave yourself. Morning. Oh, good. Nothing. Now, there's some blue sky coming, which is nice, but there's also more clouds coming. So I hope this is part of the routine of it moving away. And what's good is, by the time we get round to the other side of the valley, which is where all the good compositions are, hopefully the light will be at its best. Right, that's the exposure done. So it goes in that way. The last time I used these was at the store, way back in August. Yes, I know. Now, I'm not gonna re-meter so much as just adjust the thing to 6, 4, 8, 16, half an hour. Perhaps I'm not going to expose any direct positive today. Maybe that needs a really bright and sunny day. Perhaps I shall be spending half an hour. Maybe when I get down into the valley, yes, absolutely. But not up here in the middle of the path, when I'm a target. Okay. Dante, we need to go up this hill now. Because the plan, it's not, like I say, it's not a long walk at all. There's a path, which is a tarmac road, which I'm on right now. And then the trail I'm going on shoots off to the right, goes over a wee bridge, and back on the other side of the valley, which is exactly where I want to be. But I've just noticed this path here. I'm going to go and have a little explore. But I'll stop recording. I'll see you at the top of the road for whatever's going to happen up there.
If you've got any comments, questions or suggestions, you can email the show at talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. You can also find us on Instagram at talesfromthemagicboxpodcast. I also now have a zine available on Amazon. It's the Strange Finder zine, and it's the best images from the first 3 years of using the camera. It's £12, and it is available as print on demand, so you can just order 1, 10, or 100. That link for that is in the show description. If you want to listen to the extended version of this episode, you can head over to Ko-fi page, and for a very small price, you'll be able to access the extended version, which is considerably longer and has a lot more fun stuff in it. Anyway, back to the adventure.
Right, I may have got something here. I'm almost at the top of this road. I'm about to turn off, but there's a very cool wall here. And it's a very old wall. Obviously, it's made of enormous blocks of stone, and it's very cool, and I'm going to do two exposures with it. I'm going to do one with the pin pan, because I'd like to try and get a lot of the wall in, and I'm going to do one with the 4x5 because there's a tree right in front of it, right on top of it, and I'm going to try and get it and see how it works. Now, I don't know where to stand with this really. I feel like I should be a bit closer, like that. And the reason this is so good is because there's some very cool reflections on it. The light is coming off the clouds and it's kind of reflecting on the wet rock, so I'm going to try my best to get it in. Whether or not I can, I don't know. And then I'll set up a 4x5 shot. So I'm going to do 2 minutes again. This is the pin pan. 2 minutes. Now I'm up here and I can see a bit more of things. There's lots and lots and lots of the same composition. Lots of them. And that composition is flowing water with grass and trees. And it's not that that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just that I kind of don't want to come away with just a bunch of the same stuff. I'm just using some of the frames on the what's this called? Mewtwo. It's quite nice. These, because it's all so low contrast, because there's no light. Bit of a shame using this, really. But I can see light, but the clouds are just coming back over, so it's not going to be a very bright day. It's going to be lots of mugginess, really. Yeah, so there's lots of compositions, which is water flowing and stuff in the background, which is fine, but I kind of wanted to do other things. Now, I know that further over there's some trees, some nice silver birch trees in some rocks, which will be quite pleasant. And there's also some giant boulders later on, which I can try and do. But they really are kind of dependent on light being present. And currently, there's no light present. So, it's going to be tricky, I think. There is a bridge, and I'm definitely going to photograph the bridge. It's only a wooden bridge, it's nothing awesome. There's another cool stone wall down there, but there's not much in front of it that I can make an image out of. And I'm not absolutely dead set on making beautiful images. I'm more conscious of having images that I can test develop. If none of these come out, I'm not going to be bothered really about not having beautiful pictures. I'm going to be more bothered about the Cafenol not working. 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa. Right, that's pin pan, that's good. Now there's someone coming. So I'm just going to hold my horses on this. Looks like it's going to rain again as well. Yeah, so I'm not going to shoot the direct positive, obviously, because it's half an hour and I do not want to be stood around for half an hour, really, unless it's very special and it's going to be very cool. Yeah, so I think one of some water down there and then one of the tree and one of the boulder. That finishes off my frames, because I won't have any really of the water on the 4x5. Oh, another one, which is no good. So I've got the pin pan as well, and that's going to be quite nice actually, trying to shoot that bridge with the pin pan, because there's all sorts of stuff there. There's trees and walls. It's going to be magnificent, isn't it, Dante Doglet? Isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. This is the last one I'm taking up here, because 3 people have passed me now, which isn't a lot. But I don't want to be spending longer than 2 minute exposures up here. So hopefully this shot will be pretty good. I'm just going to angle it down quite a bit, because there's the tree and then there's the wall, and there's a lot of things happening, and I want to make sure I get a lot of stuff in. I spilt glue all over this camera and now it's sticky on the front, which is not fun. Not fun at all. But I have got my giant pocket so I can put the film holder in a giant map pocket. I knew these pants were a good idea. Right, pop that on there. I'm not sure about this, you know. Not the camera, the composition. Might have to just raise it up a little bit. I'm reticent to raise it up because it's quite breezy, although it's not moving around that much, it has to be said. Am I going to get... You did include lines. You see, I'm not going to get anything in. I'm going to have to angle it forwards. Might even have to angle it up a little bit. Yeah, that's good. Yes, that is actually quite a wide angle of view, really. I'm going to angle it, swivel it over a little bit, because I don't necessarily want all that in. Right. Dark slide's coming out. I'm going to have to buy a proper stopwatch, because I can't keep using my phone like this. Okay, shutter, open. Now, I like this because, A, because of the reflections on the wall, but B, because there's a bit of a, it's not a scree slope, but there's some stones above it, and then the tree is pointing in the same direction as the wall. And with any luck, although I have a feeling the sky is going to be totally blown out, I might get some cloud movement if we're very good and very lucky. Aren't we, Dante? Yeah, what a marvellous morning, though. It's not... It's beautiful. And it's not really that cold. It's just a shame that the weather isn't playing ball with what the weather said it was going to do. Although, I can't complain. You know, it's not bucking it down. And it has been raining for the last couple of days, so I haven't been able to come out. But today has just been a really nice little... I know I keep saying this, but it's so nice to be going out again. It's so nice to be getting out and doing this, because it's been such a long time and I appreciate it. Every time I'm out, I appreciate it. Especially today, on my birthday. It makes a big difference, because usually I'm at work. And today I'm not. But yeah. Yeah, it's nice being out. And if you want to hear me blather on more about this, you'll have to listen to the extended show. Which at the time of recording, I'm still not 1000% sure how I'm going to do it. I've got a kind of a plan, but my first plan didn't work. Because I would have had to pay £6 a month for something. And that would be a waste of time. And I have had another idea, but if you are listening to the extended one, I don't know how it's going, basically. But if you're not listening to the extended one, go bloody well listen to it. Because I talk about more stuff and I do more stuff. I mean, there's whole images I've made on this trip which you haven't heard about, you freeloaders. I'm joking. Don't get your knickers in a twist. Right, that exposure's done. I'm going to pack up now and head back around there into the mud. Into the mud. Right, I'm back. I was recording something for the extended show, but I realised that I should be talking about this on the non-extended show, so here I am. So, I've got the camera now pointed at the bridge, and I've got some water in the background, foreground, the bridge kind of in the background, then the mountains and the sky in the background. So it all kind of works. Come on, you old slow dog. And there's people walking in the shot. but they've gone, so it's fine. Nine is on the mid ground, which is nice. So actually this is only a 1 minute exposure, which is good. I've got a tree there and the wind is not so bad, so I'm hoping that I'm going to get, you know, a fairly decent shot. I'm just wondering whether this should be a landscape or a portrait format image. And probably would be better as a landscape one, to be honest. And it's so rare that I get to shoot landscape 4x5, because the 4x5 camera doesn't do landscape. Although that might not be a problem for much longer. This year, certainly. So I'll just swap to landscape orientation for this. Pop that back on. Yeah, I'm getting a much wider field now. I'm getting more in. Although I do want to swing over a little bit and make more of the mountains, hills in the background. Every time I say mountain up here, all I can hear is my dad in my head going, "These are mountains," because he's used to skiing in Austria. So anything that's not an Austrian Alp is not a mountain. Now, so this dark slide is in, the film holder is in, the dark slide is coming out, and I'm going to set 1 minute timer. The pinhole is open. No, it's not. The pinhole is closed. I thought that because the pinhole is open from the front all the time, I keep thinking it's open. Dante, come round here. Right, so this is 1 minute. Go. So, whoa, tape measure. I found a tape measure. Oh. I've not found a tape measure. So yeah, this is something I wanted to have a bit of light on, but it's kind of nice actually, not having a lot of light, because it would be might be too contrasty almost, because some of these bits are quite dark, and if there was direct light on it, it probably wouldn't be that pleasant to look at. Dante, come here. But you just never know, do you? Unless you see the conditions, you just never ever know. So this is the third. Oh, rats, I've messed up. I only get one more frame after this. Stupid me, miscounted. I forgot that I'd got two sheets of direct positive and not two more sheets of Fomapan. So I can't go and shoot all the boulders and trees that I wanted to. Oh well. Never mind. The point of this was to get images to test Caffeinol with. And I've done that. And if they work, they work. And if they don't. So it is what it is. Right, so this bridge is not a very amazing, beautiful bridge. It's just a wooden bridge. But I now need to go back up it, and then I can carry on with my exploration of this mysterious landscape. I was here, actually, in April. Was it April? Last year. And this is one of the locations I came to. And I did photograph some of this stuff with the OM10. So this is another one of those instances where I'm returning to a location that I've been to try and make some better images. Anyway, I'll see you for whatever's next. Right, I found me a composition. It is the easiest, most low-hanging fruit there's ever been, but It will give me a lot of lights and darks and lots of things for the Caffeinol to have to work on, so I'll be able to see
well, I'll be able to see. Basically, there's a like a, it's not a reservoir, but it's a little water collection point. And it is, I mean, I'm on the path. I'm literally on the path. I'm not anywhere difficult to get to or extensively far away, but I've got water flow, so I've got movement where there's going to be fine details. I've got a tree against the sky, so I've got some decent highlights, and I've got, what I don't have is a tripod release plate. Where did I put it? I've got some man-made objects to provide some extra detail. Please tell me I threw it in the top of here. Oh no. I put it. Oh, where did I put it? Put it in that pocket. Yeah, so I've got a ton of stuff which is going to be useful in developing, I'm sure. But also, it's not a bad scene, so I'm just going to take it. I'm definitely going to get all of it in the shot. I might even get a bit of an S-curve with the water, but that's kind of beside the point. So I've got dark areas of 8, the lightest areas 10, yeah, oh hang on, and the sky is 12, that's surprising, no, 11, there we go. So this is 30 seconds, 30 second exposure now on the Foma Pan. And it's not really that the clouds have gone, it's just that it's brighter because it's a little bit further on in the day. Right, so this is 30 seconds. I'm just going to count it. 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Oh, I may have just moved the camera then at the end. I stood next to it and rocked it a little bit. Oh well. Right, so that's that with the 4x5 camera. Oh, hang on, I wonder how much... direct positive is going to cost me only 8 minutes. Can I loiter around for 8 minutes? I can loiter around for 8 minutes. I am curious to see how it would handle being developed in Caffinol. I'll just shoot the one though, unless there's something really good later on. Right, 8 minutes on direct positive. I need my phone for this. Where's my 8 minute timer? There it is. Right. Okay, there we go. While that's going, what I'll do is I'll say goodbye because I've used all my frames and I've done some good stuff today, so I shall see you for the image review on, what is it, 4, maybe 5 images from this, and 1 or 2 from the pin pan, and then, yeah, I'll see you for the image review on that. So, ta-ta for now.
I finally got this microphone working and I can record the image review for this little birthday episode. I should tell you, it's now April. It's actually the 1st of April today. So it's been months since my little outing, and a few things have happened in that time. Actually, not much photographically has happened in that time, although I did build something. But I'll tell you about that later. Extended listeners will know very soon if you're on the coffee page listening to my extended shows for £1 each. But, you know, they're there. These images from this shoot were good and not good. The large format ones I developed in the Cafenol, and there's something wrong with it. I've not figured out what it is yet, but the Cafenol is not working. I've not given up on it. It's just not having it. The negatives are really thin, and there's just not much density there. I've not scanned them because I can't find my my tray for scanning them, so I don't even know exactly what they're like. But I know that they're not going to be good. They're right. Well, not very good composition there. There's a couple of light leaks, and they're just not very good images. A bit of a waste of 3 sheets of film, really. What's it called? Direct positive paper one is not too bad. It's a bit underexposed, very underexposed, but compositionally it probably would have been quite good. So I might scan them at some point if I think, I think I'm sure it's wrong. It'll turn up. However, the pin pan worked a treat. I've got 3 pictures from the pin pan. They're lovely. They're actually quite in good detail considering it's a 35mm camera. There is a little bit of fogging, and I believe I found the cause of it. There's a little tiny bit of light leakage on one of the sides. So I didn't know that until I'd taken it out, obviously. So all the pictures I've got for the next couple of shows have got this fog on. It's not awful. It doesn't really do too much to the image, but it's noticeable. So I'll paint that up and I'll fix it before I go out again. But yeah, the negatives are nice. The Rolly film is lovely, and I'll probably get some more to use in the future. It's really lovely. And yeah, it's just nice. So there's one on the wall, and the wall stretches off into the distance, and it's pretty sharp, really, considering it's a tiny negative and pinhole image. It's not a very great composition picture, but it's a nice showcase of what this camera can do. And then we've got one of the bridge and the river, and again, it's not bad. It's a bit muddy, but that's not to do with the camera, that's to do with the scene. I've kind of figured out I need to be a bit close to some things if I'm doing these kind of wider landscape shots. I was a bit far away. It was the only place I could stand, but, you know, it's not too bad. The bridge, you can tell, clearly can tell it's the bridge, and the water's nice and soft. And then I've got the tree and all the rocks, and again the rocks have come out a bit dull, but the tree stands out quite nicely. I think in terms of a test, it's gone really well, and I've learnt a few things about what I need to do with this camera and the kind of stuff I can get out of it. So yeah, it's been a success. This pin pan has produced some really nice panoramic pinhole images, which is exactly what I wanted to do, so I'm going to count it as a success. Anyway, short image review on this one, and I shall see you next time. Go and listen to the extended episode, because I'm looking at the thing now, and I'll tell you the extended episode is 1 hour. It's an hour and a half long. So you're getting twice as much show for £1. And I'll put a link in the coffee, in the description to my coffee shop. Anyway, I will see you for the next one.
You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for the show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante? Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye.